Welcome back to Self Care and Chill with Maui, everybody's favorite self care and relationship podcast. I don't want to toot my own horn, but if the horn wants to toot and his shoe fits, then I'm going to put it on. We already know what it is, okay? I'm so grateful and so excited and happy to be being more consistent so that you guys can stop asking me, when you're dropping a new podcast episode? It's been 3 weeks. And another thing that I'm super grateful about and why I love y'all so much is because y'all have been sending so many new topics to the Self Care and Chill Instagram page. And that is what helps me be able to continue to drop episodes. Sometimes I feel like, well, damn, I didn't talk to y'all about everything, but I haven't. And the more that you guys continue to send me y'all situations and y'all scenarios and y'all questions, then I'll continue to have ideas to give advice to y'all to help somebody and to help other people. So continue to do what y'all doing and playing y'all part with making this platform and this podcast a great self-care space for everybody to get the tough love that they need sometimes. So I was looking through the DMs with the, rewind it back. A little recap of what's been going on with me. I just want to say, I don't know how the freak I was about to skip this. We had a successful launch for the Softest Life Instagram. And I want to say thank you to everybody who ordered the first day of the launch. If you aren't following on Instagram, the Instagram is the Softest Life. Candles, pajamas, scarves, jewelry, whatever, you name it, forever roses. It's just a luxury, soft place for you to be. And if you make it to the end of this podcast episode, I will be giving you a code for you to use for today for you to get free shipping or 10% off. You never know. But make sure you are following on Instagram, and I will be letting you guys know what the code will be at the end of the episode so that you can use it today as a thank you from me. Make sure you tag in the page with whatever you purchase or whenever you get your orders. Orders are shipping out really fast. We're almost caught up on all of the orders from Maui the Writer website with the books and self-care boxes. And I just want to thank you guys for always supporting me. Y'all always show up and show out when it comes to anything that I do. So when anybody says, oh, you always on Instagram or you always in your phone, listen, the more that y'all show up for me, I'm going to forever show up for y'all. I'm going to forever go on live and give y'all advice, do the poetry shows, get on TikTok, post the videos, get on live, do the podcast, whatever it is that y'all drop the books, whatever it is that y'all ever want from me, I'm going to continue to try to show up for y'all. Besides my damn YouTube, I just need to get better with the YouTube. That's like a big responsibility. But anyways, the podcast topic for today is basically, you are a nice girl. Me and one of my friends were on Instagram live the other day and we were talking about this. And then somebody else sent a question saying that they feel like they're always too nice to people and everybody's always giving them their ass to kiss. It's never reciprocated. What do I do? How can I set boundaries? Then my girl, All Things Kira J, if you're following her on Instagram, I was on her live the other day, and she wrote a dope poem that's called, I think, The Most Beautiful Flowers I Never Loved. And I feel like a lot of people are experiencing the same thing. I feel like, well, damn, maybe this was confirmation for a good episode. So I wrote some notes in my phone today about things that I wanted to talk about, just touch base on. And I never really do that. But because I feel like so many people asking the same question about being more forward with their boundaries, make sure you also follow my girl, All Things Kira J, and tell her I sent you. She just created a new ebook for y'all, for anybody that's out here that wants to self-publish. But I had a conversation with one of my other friends the other day, and she was talking about her attachment style is an anxious attachment style. And if you don't know what your attachment style is, you should Google it so that you can take the attachment style test. But the anxious style, you are one of those people who fall in love super fast. You like somebody, you barely know this guy. After a couple weeks, you're super obsessed. And the first thing that I wrote in my notes was, I like people so fast and I cling to them. I feel like one of the most important things about that is tapping into exactly why am I clinging to and liking a person that is a stranger. I feel like that's the craziest part about it. The fact that we're getting mad and upset whether or not somebody texted us back or called us, and they are literally a stranger. We don't even know them like that yet. But because we're already creating scenarios and ideas about them in our head, like we detach ourselves from reality and from real life, and we start thinking about and becoming hopeful about with the possibilities of where this might go, or if this is the person that's going to end up my boyfriend or my husband, or if this is my soulmate. We detach ourselves so much from what it is right now in this moment that we just start falling in love with the potential, the fantasy, and the ideas. I want you guys to start pacing yourself when you like people, because there's nothing wrong with liking somebody. But I want you to pace yourself and just breathe through it and really try to work on living in the moment. A lot of times we try to premeditate and pre-plan or just think about where this is going, what's their intention. Like, I want us to just take a step back sometimes so that we can allow ourselves to see people clearly for exactly who they are and what they are showing us. Because sometimes we end up obsessed and liking somebody that ain't even doing shit to try to make us like them. They're over there being themselves, and here we are, shit, doing fucking tricks, flips, all types of stuff, and we just like the vibe. So start trying to just slow down and take your time and constantly remind yourself, just like somebody else is the catch in your eyes, you are also a catch. You are also a great person. You also have wonderful qualities. Okay? Stop moving like you're so grateful for everybody to be talking to you. Stop moving like don't nobody want you. Stop moving. Listen. Stop moving like it's not a blessing to really be in your presence and to be loved by you, okay? Like I said the other day on live, a lot of y'all women, if y'all put y'all fucking, I didn't want to curse. If y'all put y'all freaking feet, y'all shoes, the shoe was on the other foot, and you were the men that y'all was loving, shit, I would love to be loved by somebody like you. I would love to have somebody doing the things for me that you do for other people. So with you knowing that, chill the hell out with the doing the most and the clinging, and he didn't call, he didn't text, and oh my gosh, I just met him last week, and what is he doing? He didn't ask me on a date yet. Oh my gosh, relax. Don't relax so much that you're letting somebody play with you, but I'm not about to be running behind somebody. This man ain't show me no, listen, he ain't put no effort in besides texting me every day. Anybody could do that. They calling me about the extended warranty every day. And student loan calling me every day. It takes nothing for them to do that. Keep calling my goddamn phone. Leave me alone. So another note that I wrote is, I become so blinded by how I feel, I'm not even able to notice that they aren't reciprocating or that they may not feel the same way. This is important because sometimes we are at a place where we're just so tired of being by ourselves that we just want to be a good woman for somebody, or we just want to be a good man for somebody. So sometimes people catch us slipping and we end up doing the shit for the wrong person. But some of us is just tired of just being by ourselves, tired of no vacations, tired of not being able to love on somebody, cuddle with somebody, movie dates. We want to do the cute shit too. I know what it's like to be tired of being by your goddamn self. I know what it's like to be tired of freaking sleeping alone. You want to get humped on. You want all the cute stuff. You want somebody to touch your butt. So I understand. I get all of that. Like, I'm really in tune with all of that. But I also am in tune with sometimes by us desiring and craving those things so much, we allow loneliness to choose our company. Because I'm so lonely, because I'm tired of being by myself, I'm allowing my loneliness to make a decision for me. I'm allowing me being lonely to decide that, you know what, we just gonna fuck with him because he been texting me every day for a week. I'm just gonna mess with him because at least he's trying to see me. At least he made the effort to ask me what I was doing this weekend. It's still bare minimum. Still bare minimum, but to us, listen, it's a lot more than that because we are just tired of being alone. So please pay attention to where you are at in your life, because once you master being able to be in your own company and enjoy being by yourself, then you will no longer allow loneliness to make decisions for you. You won't be moving out of desperation. You won't be moving out of, I just want some company, or I just want somebody by my side. You are, since you're able to enjoy your company, you are going to desire people whose presence feels just the same or even greater than the presence and company of yourself. We're going to be able to pay attention to the fact I'm overextending myself and this person doesn't reciprocate. We're going to pay attention to the fact that, you know what, I've been doing a lot and it doesn't really make me feel good. So, you know what, I'm going to stop. Or I really go out my way trying to get to know them better. They don't really ask no questions about me. I'm the one always doing all the talking, all the calling, all the initiating. So pay attention to those things. Another note that I had wrote is, I don't want to play games. I shouldn't have to, but we are in a generation of games. So something that a lot of women say and a lot of men say and a lot of people say in general, to the hopeless romantics say this, okay? And this is what makes me feel bad, because the hopeless romantics, they didn't ask to be here. They just doing what they do best, and that's love. That's what they know how to do. They just know how to love. If I want to call you, I should be able to call you because I like you. I'm not playing those stupid games. I don't care if this is my second time calling you, or I called first yesterday, or I call first all the time. If I want to talk to you, I'm going to call. I'm grown. Okay. Please don't. And that's true. But unfortunately, in a world where everybody else is playing games, even though you don't want to play a game, sometimes we got to, or we're going to be the ones constantly getting played. Okay. You don't think this person notices that you call them all the time first? You don't think that they're able to tell, like, oh, he really liked me. She really liked me. Do you not see that they're not thinking, damn, she really likes me. I should start reciprocating. I want her to know that I like her too. I want him to know that I'm interested also. People be literally okay with you continuously going out your way and making an effort to do all of these things for them. They be perfectly fine with it. They don't be complaining one bit. They don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, she like me. Okay. Okay. She texts me first every day. She texting me good morning. She be checking on me, making sure I'm cool. I don't really do the same thing, but I didn't ask her to do it. She do it because she want to do it. She grown. What I'm supposed to do? And when we messing with people like that, it makes us feel like, well, damn, like you was leading me on. Or you ain't have to accept it, like if you wasn't interested, but why not? You giving it to them. What people going to say? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that you're going out your way for me. Please stop. I don't like you. No. Receivers are going to do what receivers do. That's what receivers do. The most. They not thinking about you and any feelings. And the fucked up part about it is, a lot of people is not thinking about you. Thinking about everything. You thinking about everybody else. Think about yourself for once. This dating shit ain't going the way you want it to go, because you out here and you doing whatever you want to do, and you're not putting yourself first and focusing on how are people treating me. You've been doing the same shit all the time. You treating everybody the fuck good. What about you? How long do you plan on getting the short end of the stick? Stop. Because you're making me tired. And I get that sometimes it's hard. And another thing is, I don't want you to feel like, well, Maui, I don't want to like run somebody off, or if I'm not doing anything, maybe he'll become not interested. You can do things like, we can have great conversations. We can hang out. But all of the extra stuff, all the extra theatrics, I shouldn't have to do all of that stuff. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't want to, if being with you or being interested in you just doesn't feel good to me, and I feel like I'm just overextending and I'm really doing a lot, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to choose myself. If the choice is between me and somebody else, I'm going to choose me always. I got to choose me. You got to choose yourself. Because when it's time for other people to choose, they choosing them, and you the one with your feelings hurt. You the one sitting there sad. Everybody's looking out for themselves. You got to look out for you too. Girl, but I love y'all nonetheless. I love y'all anyway, but somebody had to tell you. Everybody's looking out for themselves. When are you going to do the same thing? Keep getting hurt, keep getting disappointed, keep getting used, keep getting let down. When are we going to be accountable enough to say, you know what? Fuck this. I got played for the last time. This gonna be about the last time that this shit happened. We got to do it. We got to do it. Like I told y'all, if you're not going to look out for yourself, who will? So with the liking people and always being that person that's going out of their way for everybody else, I just wanted to give you something to think about. Maybe it'll help you in the midst of doing those things to be more accountable, to really just pay attention to it in those moments so that you can catch yourself. Whatever the case may be, I don't want you overextending yourself where as though it's to a point where you're trying to convince somebody to like you. It's giving off. I'm trying to convince this person to like me. I don't really think that I'm just likable on my own. So I'm doing the most so that I can show them why I'm deserving. Listen, it's okay. We've all been here. Shit, I've been here a lot. I have been here a whole lot. Many times than I care to admit. Many times than I care to admit. Well, one thing I know is when you start holding yourself accountable, when you start being honest, and you realize shit. Listen, I've done the most for people who ain't deserve it. I've done a lot for people who ain't deserve it. Now it's time for me to take care of me. Maybe now it's time for me to look out for me. You're going to start seeing so much stuff clearer. You're going to start seeing things clearer sooner. Instead of allowing people to get this far with playing you. Constantly reminding myself that I'm a good person. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be treated well. Thank you. You didn't cut it right? Mm-hmm. I'm on the podcast. You want to say hi? Say hi to everyone.
Hello, world.
My man made me a sandwich. But that's really the message for today, y'all. This was a short and sweet episode. I just wanted to stop in and say that to anybody that's out there and they like somebody or they dating or they trying to get back into the dating world and you feel like you just always just being super nice to people, don't be afraid to assert those boundaries. Don't be afraid to say this doesn't feel good for me and I don't like this shit. Because you should not be afraid to lose anybody. When we are good people, we will continue to attract many good people. But we'll continue to attract a lot of different people. But it's our job to be able to identify the people who are only in our life to use us. Or the people who are only in our life to take. Or to enjoy all the great benefits that come with being loved by us, but they don't know how to reciprocate in return. Or maybe they reciprocate in a way that we're not receptive to. Or they feel like we're okay with the bare minimum. Some of them might feel like we should just be grateful that they even want to fuck with us. And if that's how you're thinking, then you really don't need to be around me. Shit. You should be grateful that I even looked your way. But nonetheless, I hope everybody enjoyed their day. I'll see y'all on Self Care Sunday still. Make sure y'all follow The Softest Life on Instagram. The code for today for you to get a discount on the website is Soft Life. No space, just Soft Life. And hopefully this episode made some people realize that they need to live a softer life. Or maybe they need to continue to just self-care and chill. And actually, everybody gets on their nerves and they still got some healing to do. And to my other folks, maybe it made you have the confidence today to start being more vocal about your boundaries and what you expect from other people, instead of allowing them to just not give you shit while you do so much in return. You are a great person. You have a lot of great qualities. You bring a lot to not only other people's lives, but to your own life. So why would you allow anybody to come into your space and give you less than? And that's the moral of the story. I hope you have a good day. Don't forget the code is Soft Life. Orders will ship out today if you order in time and tomorrow morning. And I'm going to talk to y'all on Self-Care Sunday.